Good morning, a Friday morning. Joining us is Jesse McKinley, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Read your article, the headline, Two Opposing Political Parties Fighting for Survival, Sue Cuomo. Now, this has to do with something called fusion voting in New York. We have a number of other states, especially New England states in our listening area. Give everyone a heads up on what that means.
Well, basically, the idea is that because there are multiple political parties in the state of New York, if you run on more than one of these party lines, let's say the Working Families Party or the Conservative Party or the Independence Party, you are able to, as a Democrat or a Republican, pick up votes on those lines, which then count towards your eventual total. So let's say you get 50,000 votes as a Working Families Party candidate and 2 million as a Democratic Party candidate, your vote total would reflect both of that. So you'd have 2,500,000. 50,000, all of which is great for the third parties because it allows them to continue to exist in the mainstream and on the gubernatorial and statewide ballots. But for some people, and particularly some Democrats who run this state, there have been feuds going on with one particular small party by the name of Working Families Party, which may have precipitated this attempt to examine fusion voting in the state of New York and potentially eliminate it. In this particular feud going on between Cuomo and the Working Families Party, this dates back, obviously, to last year's primary campaign in the Democratic primary, where the Working Families Party, which has traditionally been kind of more to the left of the Democrats, endorsed Cynthia Nixon rather than Mr. Cuomo. And that obviously did not please Mr. Cuomo. And then once Mr. Cuomo became the candidate of the Democratic Party, having beaten Ms. Nixon, it became fairly evident that he would probably have something to do or something to say about the Working Families Party. And then 6 months later, we began to get word that there would be a commission that would examine this practice. Now, the Working Families Party sees this as a conspiracy to get rid of it. And in this case, they've been joined by the Conservative Party, which could not be more diametrically opposed politically from the liberal Working Families Party. Both of these parties fear that the commission will basically recommend that they no longer have this ability to collect votes, and without that ability to collect votes, they would essentially be shunted off to the political hinterlands and probably cease to exist.
Well, it is very fascinating because the idea here, if you look at it from a philosophical perspective, is the argument for and perhaps against right there. The idea that if you maybe are a progressive, maybe you want to support a Working Families Party instead of voting on the Democratic Party line, or you want to cross over to some other party if you're a conservative or Republican to support a conservative line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the third party standpoint, what they argue is, look, we may have new ideas. We may have ideas that are outside the mainstream to the two big parties, Democrats and Republicans, and those ideas should be heard. And one way of getting those ideas heard is allowing Democrats and or Republicans to come and present their ideas, and then we kind of influence their policies, their agendas, by saying, well, if you want our party line and we want to collect votes on it, you should at least consider some of our ideas. And in the case of Working Families Party, that might be decriminalizing marijuana. In the case of the Conservative Party, that might be, you know, cracking down on drug crimes or something like that. So for the small parties, it allows them a seat at the table to kind of influence the major party candidates in big elections.
Jesse McKinley, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times, joining us this morning. You can read more of Jesse's work at nytimes.com. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Jesse, thank you.
David, absolutely.